Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Can you feel it?
Feel that? Huh?
Can you feel it?
Feel what?
Feel what?
People are in the holiday spirit.
I'm not feeling it.
Really?
Really?
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah.
See, I threw Hanukkah in there?
Still not feeling it.
For real?
No.
Nothing yet.
How about now?
I'm not there yet.
You are such a Scrooge.
And I'm bah humbug to you.
Let's start the show.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up, along with our executive producer, Morty. Monday morning, kicking off a work week that we're looking forward to only because this is the final week before our year-end vacation.
Yes, we got a little time off after this.
Looking forward to it, but there are still a few things we have to wrap up.
There sure are, Mike.
The Jingle Bell Rock is still out there.
I love it.
Find it, $10,000, and your first of three on-air clues. We'll have that for you a little bit after 8 o'clock.
Good, good. I like it.
So.
And listen, Jingle Bell Rock hunters, everybody's sweet. Everybody's nice. Everybody's having fun until they're not.
Yeah.
So be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Be nice out there. And don't tell us we suck. Don't tell us we suck. I don't know who does the clues. I don't know who hides the rock.
Nope.
But I do know that it's our contest, and we can do any clue that we want.
Right.
Any clue that we want.
Because if somebody were to find it, like, Friday or Saturday.
And then everybody gets mad at us. Ugh.
Clues suck. They were too easy.
So easy.
He cheated.
Yeah. Yes. So just pipe down, everyone. You don't hear that often, do you? Pipe down.
I will tell you this. I do know, collect all the clues, analyze all the clues.
Right.
Work the clues.
Okay.
And then go from there.
Okay. I'm an idiot. I didn't like math, and all of this is math to me, so I
Oh, the puzzle pieces. Yes.
I don't get any of it. I don't get it. I don't know.
Neither do I. I can't even get out of an escape room.
No, yeah, exactly.
With the entire family next door to that,
I could barely plug my headphones in this morning, Mike. I don't know. Wait, what? Hold on.
$10,000 on the line, so make sure you look for it today. All right. Mostly sunny today, maybe some clouds tomorrow. High of only 49 today. 52 the high tomorrow, and 41 now. So Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
You ask what the highest earning tour of 2019 was? Was it the Stones? No. One of our artists.
Really?
Who it was. Another one.
All right. More on that and some other stories after AC/DC. Highway to Hell.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Seger, his farewell tour was the third highest earning tour of 2019, just behind the Rolling Stones and Elton John. He earned almost $100 million from 71 shows.
Wow.
71 shows.
Well, at his age, it's good to have a little in the bank.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Sock it away.
Exactly. They've been talking about wanting to rename the arena in Detroit, the Bob Seger Arena. Now, that might happen because, I mean, they love him. He's done so much for that city. So good for him, man. The movie Richard Jewell did not do too well, had the worst opening ever. For a movie directed by Clint Eastwood. For some reason, I don't know, it just in my opinion, it seems like maybe the timing is not right for that. I don't know.
And it happened so long ago.
It did, and there's so many people in this generation, the next generation, that they have no idea.
Right.
And that could be said for a lot of things, but that one, such a big event, and then it wasn't, you know.
You know what? You're right.
You know, it was like huge. And
the
then
big
it,
story.
It was, yeah, and then it was... Was not
all, way.
All done. Mexican American actor Chuy Bravo was his name. 63 years old. He was best known for being Chelsea Handler's sidekick on Chelsea Lately. He passed away yesterday. He was a dwarf, and they say that might have been, you know, part of the problems that he had. But he was really funny. God, he was funny. Fans already lining up at Man's Chinese Theater for The Rise of Skywalker.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes, they say the line goes around the corner, down the street. The sadness goes much further. But Nicholas Johnson, one of the guys that was standing in line, they interviewed him, and he said, listen, when Star Wars comes, you put everything on hold. It's like having a baby. So
really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, it's like having a baby.
Didn't realize that.
No, Mike. So he brought his tent, and he's sleeping in that in a sleeping bag, and life is good for Star Wars fans. Thursday.
From Cincinnati.
Yes, at least they're not on the roof.
Hopefully they'll have a good time out there. All right. Hey, this morning after we get off the air, the Mike and Carla Morning Show, including Morty and John Schaefer.
Yep.
We're going to be at the Smiths right down the street, 8555 West Sahara, from 10 to noon, rocking the bell for the Salvation Army.
Cool.
So every dollar donated used by the Salvation Army will help people's and their holidays extra special. So if you're not doing anything, come on by, donate a couple of bucks, say hi, and take a picture, and we'd love to meet you. And so if you're not doing anything, come by this morning after the show. In fact, Beasley Media Group will be there all day long.
Right.
So one of your favorite stations might be there as well as us. So if you want more information about that, just go to our website, 963KKLZ.com.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Good personality with some good music also. That's what I like on the radio in the morning.
All right. On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, I'm sure this happens quite a bit during this time of the season.
Man.
But little kid found a toy.
Yeah.
That was actually meant for him.
Yeah.
But his parents had to tell him, no.
Yeah.
It's the wrong address.
Hold on. This is really cute.
Listen to the kid, how excited he is that this toy came to the door.
Awesome! A motorcycle! Now look! Oh my god!
Uh-oh.
Look!
Oh, that's for another family. That's not supposed to be
here. What is this for?
It has the wrong address on it. You have to come pick it up. Come on.
What's it say?
It's not for this house. Come on.
Why did you deliver it to our house?
Yeah, it's in the wrong house.
Then why did they deliver it to our house? That's what I want. I wanted that.
And in typical parent fashion, deny.
Yes, that's because you're the parent.
Yes.
You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay now. You can deny. I didn't do it.
I feel so bad for the kid.
I know.
A motorcycle!
Such beating it.
So they had to tell him it was the wrong house.
Yeah, okay.
You can imagine the reaction he's going to have when he opens it.
Yeah, I was going to say we didn't get the rest of the reaction. Why do I think he was crying? Like,
how many other people, you know, listening this morning found, you know, because you always look for the gifts.
Right. Yeah, I know.
How many people listening this morning as a little kid, did you find your gifts?
Right. I am very bad because I went over to visit my best friend, Monica, and our old friend Lynn is over there while she and Monica are out of town. And she had presents under the tree, and I started going through them because I know there's stuff under there for me, and I am that person. If I see something, I'm shaking, I'm smelling. Yeah, but Lynn was like, don't touch.
And that was just a couple of years ago.
That was Saturday. That was Saturday. Yes.
You're like a little kid.
Yes. If I see something with my name on it, it's like, well, it has my name on it.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
702-739-9636 if you want to tell us this morning and confess, even if it was over the weekend. Yeah.
Oh,
well. All right. We'd love to hear from you. We had just thrown it out there.
Yes.
Based on the little kid who found a gift that he wasn't supposed to find, delivered to the front door, and mom and dad had to tell him, no, that's not yours. Wrong house.
Well, yeah. This kid is, one of our listeners. I'm not going to say her name. She said, I found something in the closet. It had a tag, my name on it. I think it's the perfume I wanted. So I tried to be very careful in opening the tape, you know, when you lift.
Yes.
Looked in, got the one end open. Sure enough, it's my perfume. Taped it back up, put it back up in the closet.
Wow.
Love it. Good for you.
Look at you.
I'm so bad. I really am. Until the day I die, I will be that way. I can't.
Carrie sent in a text and said, as little kids, my brother and I found all of our Christmas gifts in the attic of our garage. It was the mother load of all Christmases, yeah. Bikes, games, and more. The only problem, we found it like 2 weeks before Christmas.
Right.
So it wasn't easy holding in our excitement. Because you know what you're getting. Yeah. And it's 2 weeks away. Oh, are you kidding me?
When I was younger, God, Mom and Dad, if you're somewhere listening, I opened a gift. And I did. I was able to wrap it back up because it was the good tape where you can pull it up and nothing came up. Oh, it was a pair of shoes. Oh, I was so excited. So excited. And just put that side back down. Not a problem.
Because there's a method.
Yep.
You know, like opening letters, you know, you have to use steam.
Yes, exactly.
And you got to be very careful.
Like that works. That doesn't work well. Doesn't. Don't try it, kids. No.
It's Toto. Hold the line. Mike and Carla's world-famous Jingle Bell Rock is out there somewhere. Find it and win $10,000. Details on that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. They say partly sunny today. Shouldn't be too bad. A little chilly.
Yes.
I am only 49. 41 now. A few things we think you should know. Got that coming up in a bit.
Lottery. Way up there, people. Get your money ready.
All right. More on that and some other things we think you should know in about 5 minutes.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
No one won Friday's Mega Millions lottery jackpot, and they do get up there, but Tuesday's drawing is worth an estimated $373 million.
Wow.
This will be the 14th largest prize in the history of the game. Now, you know, this could continue to go up if nobody wins it, so good luck. The Yoda Chia Pet has become a huge seller on Amazon because of Baby Yoda. And, of course, as we know, Chia Pets that will sprout hair within a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. It sells for $20 if you're looking to get something a little unique for that Star Wars lover out there.
Yeah.
And this was so interesting. For parents worried that their teenager's narcissism is out of control, well, it's not. There was research done at Michigan State University, pretty extensive research, that shows how narcissism has revealed itself over time. It found that baby boomers are the most sensitive and self-centered little nuggets out there.
We are?
The baby boomer generation. Yep. Individuals who were born earlier in the century started off with higher levels of hypersensitivity, or the type of narcissism where people are full of themselves, willful.
Oh, stop.
And they're not open to criticism. And they also
have
a tendency to impose their opinions on others. That's, felt mostly, it was interesting in like the 60 plus ages. So.
Just gets better, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? I know. So guess what? Millennials, Gen Zers, they're not the narcissists. I was on the cusp in certain things,
right.
But you know. Good luck, Mike.
Thank you.
Good luck. Good luck.
Well,
criticizing me? What?
I'll tell you this. The only reason they say that is because they think we know it all, which we do.
Yeah, no, they don't. No, we think we know it all.
Oh, I see.
They don't.
Oh, I see. Yes. Okay.
Yes, you mean that. Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we do know it all. There you go. And don't impose your opinion on them.
Yeah.
On him.
We've been through it all. We've done it all.
That's right. Yeah.
We know.
And wow. Millennials are going.
What abs?
Yeah, we knew that. Mm-hmm. It is Monday. A few things you should know.
This seems to be happening more and more, and I didn't think that it would ever affect us, but our producer, Morty, actually was a victim of a porch pirate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over the weekend?
It was interesting. Yeah, it was on Friday, and I remember you showing me the picture. It was delivered. And you were going to run home after the show to go check on it. So it was that long.
Amazon usually takes a picture
of
where they put it if, you know, you're not there.
Yeah.
And usually they just leave it at the front door like everyone else. They threw it on the ground under a bush in a public walkway. And said, you put it in a secure location. Here's a picture of it.
Oh.
Went home, not there.
Gone.
Gone.
Oh, man. Well, a woman in St. Paul, Minnesota... God, so somebody stole a package off of her porch. They left a thank you note behind just to rub it in.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, let her tell you.
At first I thought, oh, someone's playing a joke on me. This is crazy. Who leaves a thank you note as a thief? An arrogant thief. That's all they got was a cell phone charger. So I wish it was something really boring. I mean, they can actually use that.
I'm just wondering, because I know, you know, sadly this happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they have those Amazon lockers. You might want to use those instead. Yeah. But I'm wondering if anybody here has gotten back at a porch pirate or just set one up, maybe just to deter them in any way. I mean, we've heard some things that people have done that are, you know, they
like
may
the
sound
box
pretty,
of poop.
Yes, it may sound pretty disgusting, but guess what? If that's what it's going to take to make you not do it the next time, because if you've done this, you're a complete and worthless fool.
702-739-9636. What did you do to combat that?
Yeah.
Especially
to get
if you
revenge.
Had gone through it before.
Yep.
Yeah. Porch pirate revenge.
Yes. Dun, dun, dun.
Wakes me up the right way.
Good morning. You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, we're talking about your porch pirate revenge.
Yes.
People are getting hit up Vegas, Valley Wide. I mean, even Morty. Had a package ripped off over the weekend.
Yeah. Daniel said, I have been hit by porch pirates twice in the last few months. I've been thinking of putting a tracking square or an exploding paint packet in a box and leaving it on my doorstep. Now, he hasn't done it yet. Mm-hmm. Somebody else brought up a good point. One of our listeners said, I haven't done it, but I'd love to have an exploding dye pack like the banks have.
Yeah.
When you steal money, he said, problem is I'm afraid my wife would forget and open it. And not be so much fun after that.
How funny would that be?
Yeah. See, exactly. Oh, honey. I'm sorry. It'll come off.
Kyle's on the phone. Kyle, what about you?
It didn't happen to me, but a buddy of mine actually told me he got tired of his Amazon Prime stuff being stolen off his front porch.
Yeah.
And he set up an Amazon Prime box and retaped it back up, but he put a fart bomb inside the box where he, as soon as you opened up the box, it would go off. And then he said it was particularly smelly, really smelly. And they got a face full of it.
See, I love that. A fart bomb? Are you kidding? When we get... When we go through this to get revenge on stuff like this, we all of a sudden turn into like sixth or seventh graders.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's something that has to smell and look gross.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. Chelsea, what about you?
So one of my friends, you know, they had a couple things swiped from their porch from Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next time they were changing their cat litter, they filled up an old Amazon Prime box with dirty cat litter and, you know, wrapped it up and stuck it on the porch so that when the porch pirate stole it, it was an Amazon box full of kitty litter. And sure enough, they put it out there and someone came and swiped it. So they got a gift of kitty litter.
See, that's what we're talking about.
Listen, you have a newborn grandchild.
Oh, I got poopy diapers everywhere.
Yes, exactly.
You know what? You want a couple?
You can make people, they sell their pee, Mike. Yeah. You could sell baby poopy diapers.
Poopy diapers.
Oh, man. You know what? Come by the station. Mike, what do you need? How many do you need? Big package?
And like you said, not eating solid foods yet, but that...
it won't smell so bad, but it'll look really awful.
Yeah.
Really awful. What did you have? Just a ring box? I got that. You're good. I got it. Oh, man.
Going to be handing them out when we ring the bell over
When we're ringing the bell. You Smith's. Give me something, I'll give you.
One more call about the porch pirate revenge.
Yeah, I got another text. Tom said, I think we need what the military refers to as Overwatch. Skilled marksmen, but armed with paintball guns. Indelible paint.
Wow.
Hang out on the roof, wait for the porch poacher that has the cojones to steal them, and boom!
Boom, 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 boom.
Then tell the police to look for the Smurf.
Yeah. Frankie, what happened to you?
Someone kept stealing my newspaper for like a straight week. So what I did was I took the ash from our fireplace and I put it into each and every individual page, and then I just left it nice and neat in front of my garage.
I mean, it seems like a lot of work.
But you know, the thrill you are getting knowing that somebody opened it and... God!
I'm a very spiteful and petty person. And they never stole it again. And it went everywhere. I mean, it took me about 45 minutes to make sure each and every piece... got a little bit of ash, and then I shook it a little bit, so in case they picked it up, it wouldn't get everywhere.
Right.
So they were none the wiser.
Oh, what? Now, do you have a job?
I was a bail bondsman at the time.
Oh, so wow. Okay, right on.
In the morning, and it would be gone.
That is great.
That, to me, is time well spent.
It is, and that's really harmless.
Right.
It's harmless, but hopefully it taught them a lesson.
I just hope they opened it in their car on the way to work.
Well, true.
Even better yet.
True.
You know, wearing a white suit.
Right. Oh, God, yes.
Let's be honest. When someone steals anything from you, we're all spiteful and petty.
Yes.
Yes.
Don't feel bad.
Yeah. No, I love it.
Frankie,
that's
good
great.
Job.
Thank you.
I like that. I really do.
Honey, what are you doing?
Nothing. You don't worry about it.
I love that.
All right. Well,
good.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yes, exactly. Watch your stuff. Put up, the camera or something.
Something.
Crazy.
Mike and Carla's world-famous Jingle Bell Rock is out there, and now is the time to go looking for it. But I will tell you that we have your first of three on-air clues coming up here in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
That might help you.
Yep.
Might help you locate the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock. Win $10,000. Details on that, of course, on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Or download the free KKLZ app. Plenty of sunshine today. High of only 49. 49 the high today. Tomorrow. Today, 52 tomorrow, the high with some cloudy skies. Otherwise, only like 43 out there. Bundle up.
Yeah.
I know.
No
we're
kidding.
Such wimps when it comes to the
I
cold.
I know we are. I know we are. But it's all relative, Mike.
Yes,
it's all relative.
I mean, comparatively speaking, as they would say, I guess. Carla's next take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Lori Loughlin and her husband have come up with a defense.
Oh.
I'll tell you what that is.
Can't wait to hear it.
Yes.
More on that, some other stories after Elton John and Kiki D.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
All right, here we go, people. It's out there. Get ready to rock. The latest clue to help you find Mike and Carla's world-famous Jingle Bell Rock, you might want to sleep on it.
You might want to sleep on it.
That's the one you need today. Now get out there. Find that rock. Return it to the station, and you will win that $10,000 from Silverton Casino Hotel and 96.3 KKLZ. Now, the next new clue, of course, that will be revealed a little after 1 o'clock today with Bob Bishop, who's filling in for Wendy. Be sure to visit the Silverton Rewards Club for a new written clue posted each weekday. And download the free KKLZ app or go to 96.3kklz.com for any more info you may need. Once again, you might want to sleep on it.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3kklz.
Well, this is kind of cool for Red Hot Chili Pepper fans. They're parting ways with guitarist Josh Klinghoffer and bringing back John Frusciante. That's a big deal.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
How glorious. About
that? That's a huge deal. It really is, man. I'm glad. He's the original.
Yeah, the Frush, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a huge deal.
Love the Frush.
A secret Star Wars series is being developed for Disney Plus. The show will reportedly debut on the streaming service in 2020 sometime. Don't know exactly when. Now, insiders say the show is currently being secretly filmed. Boy, it is all about Star Wars. Lori Loughlin and her husband apparently going to argue that they didn't do anything wrong.
Okay.
So that's
See how
their
that
defense.
Works out.
You know what? 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 What did we do? Well, guess what they did, and guess what they did? We did nothing wrong, okay?
See, we didn't do that.
Move on, okay? Next! Wow.
How many of us would love that defense?
I know. I didn't do anything. Yeah, but you didn't. I did not. A lot of people using that lately. Lots of people, Mike. Lots of them. And Salon Magazine is the recent magazine to list the best TV shows. This is of the decade.
Mm-hmm.
Their opinion and some of the things that they tallied up, The Leftovers topped the list of the best shows of the decade. That was a good and weird show. Game of Thrones was snubbed because they said it was, quote, unevenly written and downright infuriating at times. Number two, The Americans. Three, Fleabag. Four, Better Call Saul, and five, Rectify. Some really good shows on the list, by the way. So Good choice. Good choices, I should say.
And some I've even seen.
Yes, so. Some you've heard of. Huh?
I feel so cool and hip. I mean,
believe it.
Like I'm in the know. Not doing anything between 10 and noon. Want to let you know, the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with Morty, John Schaefer. We're going to be helping to raise money for those in need over the holiday season with the Salvation Army ringing the bell at 855 West Sahara Avenue. That's right there at the corner of Durango and West Sahara, right down the street. So every dollar donated is used by the Salvation Army to make people's holidays extra special. So if you can, stop by, do your part. In fact, all day long, there will be a Beasley Media Group station there, but we will be there representing KKLZ from 10 to noon. If you want to find out about donating or creating your own kettle, you can do that as well. It's right there on our website, 96.3KKLZ.com.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It helps us start the day with warmth and vigor.
96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, all this week we are going to give you a chance to win tickets for Gloria.
Listen. Yes. Yeah. Gwen. Gwen Stefani.
Gloria Stefani.
Gloria Stefani.
No, Gwen Stefani, just a girl residency. In, I said, that's how this Monday has been.
You know what? That's how this week's going to go. People, be prepared.
Yep. Yes. she continues her residency throughout the month of February, Zappos Theater over Planet Hollywood. So here you go. As we think about the holidays, here's one of our favorite people talking about the Christmas movie he was in.
One of our favorite Christmas movies, that's for sure.
Of all time.
Yeah.
Here it is. Listen closely.
It was meant that the baby threw up, but then I said, well, boy, that's be fun if I started gagging, because then you start to get sick and you're going to throw up as well.
So all you have to do is identify that star.
Okay.
That celebrity.
That actor.
Who's in one we think is one of the best Christmas movies of all
really
time.
Really good. Yes.
And a lot of us have gone through this.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Okay. Here it is one more time.
It was meant that the baby threw up, but then I said, well, boy, that's be fun if I started gagging, because then you start to get sick and you're going to throw up as well.
Every time he's on the show, we have a good time with them. Who is it? We'll get through news and weather, and then of course starting with caller number 9, we'll look for a correct answer. 702-739-9636. I'll play it for you one more time. Here it is.
It was meant that the baby threw up, but then I said, well, boy, that'd be fun if I started gagging, because then you start to get sick and you're gonna throw up as well.
All right, good luck. All right, hold on for a second. We have those Gwen Stefani tickets to give away.
Yes, we do.
This is what I wanted to play. All you have to do is identify this celebrity talking about a scene shot in what we thought was one of our favorite Christmas movies of all time.
It was meant that the baby threw up, but then I said, well, boy, that'd be fun if I started gagging, because then you start to get sick and you're going to throw up as well.
Carla, we have Karen on the phone. Karen, can you identify that celebrity?
Vince Vaughn.
Yes.
You got it, girl. You
talking
got
about
it.
That scene where the baby throws up on him.
Yeah.
Or actually on Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, hilarious. Karen, get out of the bathtub. Get on your phone.
Uh-oh.
Jeez, girl.
You got the tickets. Just a Girl residency with Gwen Stefani. These tickets are for February 19th of next year. It's a Wednesday night from the Cal-Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by Sky Diamonds. A guy in Brazil recently dressed up as his mother to take her driving test for her, but the instructor figured it all out. He wasn't fooled. Now the kid's been arrested for fraud and misuse of somebody else's identity.
Oh, okay. All right, then.
No harm, no foul. Yes, just go home and tell your mom she has to do it.
Yes.
But now he's in jail. A bank employee in North Carolina gradually stole $88,000 out of a vault earlier in the year.
Oopsie.
Then, which would have been, he had gotten away with it.
Right.
But then what do? You post photos on social media.
Hello.
With stacks of cash. And bragging about it. Well, the police look at Facebook and social media.
Oh, man, me and Benjamin. Hey. Mm-hmm.
My garage. Well, now he's facing a ton of charges.
Good.
Up to 40 years in prison.
Good, you dope.
for $88,000.
He probably would have gotten less, too, had the, you know, the dumbass factor not figured in. Oh, lordy, lordy. Mm-hmm. Well, a guy on Reddit posted a photo that's kind of gone viral. Here's what their new bathroom policy is where he works. If they take longer than 10 minutes, someone goes in after them to do a smell check.
What?
Yeah, to make sure they were doing business and not just playing on their phone. Sign of the bathroom says, if in bathroom for more than 10 minutes, a smell check will be completed to ensure employee was not sitting on their phone. If it does not stink, employee's name will be reported to the office.
Well, who's hired to do that job?
I don't want that job. I don't, boss, it's your policy. You do the smell check.
Billy, you want to do that?
Awesome!
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Awesome!
Yeah, right. Awesome!
Okay.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so there you go.
Is that what it sounded like, a motorcycle?
Yeah, I know it. Wow. And Indiana State Troopers arrested Josh Brown. So he was driving with a stolen car that had a handmade license plate. He wrote the numbers and letters in crayon on a grocery bag.
Oh.
And then put it on the stolen Toyota Corolla.
Yeah.
Now, he was standing on the side of the road after the car got a flat tire.
Just gets better.
Troopers pulled over. It really does. To help him. And so, really, that's your license? Okay, we'll run it. Okay. Yeah, it was a stolen car, and he was arrested for possession of stolen property and operating without a license. In crayon, dude. Really? Yeah. Crayon, you big boob. Crayon. It is Monday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
At the end of every show, we like to end it with a bit of good news. Just an old-fashioned story of a fourth grader saving his buddy. Little guy in Kansas. Scott City, Kansas, to be exact. Being hailed as a hero, he used the Heimlich maneuver, fourth grade, by the way, to save a choking classmate. Keller was eating lunch with his friend, and his friend started choking on a chicken nugget. Well, a lunch attendant started patting the friend's back. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to do that. Keller said, hold on. Performed the Heimlich on him and
came right out.
It did. Came right out. School posted thank you to Keller for being fast acting and giving the Heimlich to another student that was choking in the lunchroom. We are so proud of him. And I know that other student is very happy for his fourth grade pal.
Wow.
Man.
And I bet you when it came flying out, all the other kids.
Ew!
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yes, I'm alive. Hello.
That's great.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why we tell anybody, any feel-good story you have, submit it to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. 9:43, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Bob Bishop going to be filling in for Wendy Rush all week long. He will have your next Jingle Bell Rock On Air clue for you a little bit after 1 o'clock. Don't forget about the clue, the written clue, the bonus clue at the Silverton this morning.
Right.
That might be able to help you,
but
too.
It's out in full force already.
Just a recap of the show. Kids finding their Christmas gifts. You got to look everywhere.
Carla.
And quit opening them.
I don't know. But
we're not talking as Carla as a kid. We're talking as an adult.
Oh, no, as an adult. Yeah, exactly.
Also.
Sniffing and shaking. Just a sniff and shake.
That could go so many ways.
I know.
Also, that Porch Pirate Revenge. Took some texts and phone calls on that. Boy, they were good ones. It's all about the stink.
It is. It's the stink factor.
The stink factor. And don't forget, a little bit after 10 o'clock, from 10 to noon, the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with Morty and John Schaefer, going to be at 8555 West Sahara till noon, ringing the Salvation Army bell, collecting money.
Can I just say, do come by, and I know a lot of people have said they will, just bring your change. That's all. Bring your change out. And if that includes a gold coin, like some of these Salvation Army bell ringers are getting, that's great. But just dump your change in there, a buck or two, that would be great.
We'd love to see you, so make sure you do that. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.